This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Some major conservative campaign donors are reassessing where their money goes with the brinksmanship now over. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live with, what, a brewing fight between establishment GOPers and the Tea Party?
Yeah. And David, the business community actually helped elect some of the Tea Party types who pushed to shut down the government and not raise the debt ceiling. And business groups had a lot at stake in that fight. They were really worried about financial instability. I talked with Scott Talbot about this. He's with the Financial Services Roundtable. And David, he says his group is going to look closely at how candidates voted on the shutdown and the debt ceiling when deciding who to support in next year's elections.
What is the candidate's position when it comes to funding the government? And what is the candidate's position on what the fiscal health of the U.S. should be and the steps they would take to achieve that?
So will a candidate's vote on the shutdown and debt ceiling become a litmus test for business groups?
Well, Scott Talbot wouldn't go that far, but clearly, David, it will be taken into account, which means the business community could be funding Tea Party opponents in GOP primaries next year. And Talbot also emphasized that his group will be giving to Democrats, too.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington.